You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Rach, is something that you want to talk about.
Yes.
Calling out bad behaviour.
Exactly. I've had a few experiences lately where I have felt like I've had to take it upon myself to call out some, you know, discrimination or poor behaviour that I've experienced. One was in my place of work.
Give us an example. What are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so there was one place I was actually out in public in quite a big shopping centre-y type place, and there were two staff members in uniform yelling out the word faggot. Like, absolutely unacceptable word to use any of the time,
yeah.
But especially by people in a work uniform at work. And they were both like teenage girls,
sure.
And didn't seem to be yelling it at a person. It was more they were just yelling it out. But
it's funny,
like,
to yell out a rude word while you're working, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, sure.
But I was like, okay, cool, I'm going to find their manager. Walked around the shop. Couldn't find anybody who looked over the age of 15, so I sent an email. I was that person, but I was just like,
I want to talk to the manager.
Here is the circumstances surrounding it. Here is why you should be educating your staff on appropriate language. And I actually got really great feedback from the online customer service for this particular brand, as well as the manager of the store rang me and said, we'll actually be sitting down with these two girls and going through our policies and procedures, because it is actually part of our policy to be like anti-discriminatory and that sort of thing. So, and about the, you know, the origins of that word and why it's unacceptable to use. And then another thing I have had to speak out about, this was a face-to-face thing, was about someone openly discriminating against someone with special needs. And I just went, nah, not acceptable. You need to check yourself.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's hard because I think there is a culture sometimes where people, they don't want to have any conflict.
Yeah.
They don't want to get involved. So they'll let people coast by with shitty behaviour like that, whether it's homophobic or, you know, racist or whatever, because they don't want to get into a fight or be the one, especially in a group situation, to, like, call somebody out and go, that's not acceptable.
Yep.
I think it's a real problem with, you know, social culture, people aren't comfortable enough to call it out.
Yeah, and it's, I think a lot of people are afraid of what is the right way to go about calling out that behaviour. And that's what I want to talk about and encourage people to find ways that they are comfortable in speaking out, whether that be sending an email or standing up for someone on the street.
It can be tricky, right? Like, I know, like, with my my dad's side of the family, they have some old-fashioned values that I definitely don't necessarily agree with. My dad in particular, he has a habit of saying things that are really inappropriate in terms of, like, that old-school Aussie racism. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything, you know, I'm not going to repeat it because I hate it. But I think everyone knows, if you grew up in Australia, those kind of values that some of the older generations have about certain cultures being in Australia.
Yeah.
And he often just says things like that, or he'll make like a little gay joke to the side to me and stuff like that. And I'm constantly calling him out and putting him back in line and going, no, you can't do that. And he'll laugh and go, oh, why not? And I'm like, here's all the reasons why what you're doing is not okay. You know, talking about, you know, people like Harvey Weinstein and being like, oh, he's not that bad a guy. Things like that, you know. Like, it's just stuff that, you know, you totally expect from that older, cis, straight generation.
Yeah.
And
it sucks. And I always call him out, even though I know it's going to earn me no friends. I'll probably get written out of the will. But I still call it out because I can't sit there in a group and just let someone coast by thinking that's okay.
Yeah.
And me sitting there going, you know, what is it? The what you accept is, or what you ignore is the what you accept sort of thing.
Yeah, the standard.
The standard you walk past is the standard you accept.
Yeah.
Right? And I really feel that. How do you go about calling out others' bad behaviour? You know, do you say something? Do you call out in the moment? What about it's like a social setting, things like that? Would love to know.
Is there anyone that you let get away with it?
Yeah.
Kids.
kids, all your older adults, perhaps. Yeah, yeah, grandma. Yeah. Her grandma's really racist. And you're like, oh, grandma. I know, Cam, you've got a story about this sort of thing as well that you're going to share with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some Big Breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
20 minutes past seven here on Big Breakfast, talking about calling out bad behaviour, putting a spotlight on it and saying, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How should we do it? How should we go about it?
Yeah. Now, Cam, you shared a story. It's a public. It was made public on social media.
Yeah.
It's so, okay to talk about, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's completely okay to talk about. I live quite publicly through my social media. People that know me know that. I feel if I'm going to put it there, I put it there for a reason.
Can't miss those trademark locks.
Nah. I think it was 2 weeks ago I made the post, and it was about 3 weeks prior to that that the event happened. Oh, my God.
Ah! With some dramatic music.
Wow, this is so dramatic. God, this makes it much more than it is. Essentially, I did a post that was kind of calling out some bad behaviour, but it was more to highlight the good that had come out of it. I have recently started painting my nails. I've grown my hair out. Like, I am playing with those ideas of what's okay for a man to do. I'm still very much, I'm not at all playing around with gender or anything like that. I am still, you know, identifying male, but I don't like these barriers that are being put up around what being male is. And so I was walking down the street with my nails painted, and a gentleman started following me for about a block.
Gentleman, that's a kind.
I'm going to say gentleman. I'm being polite. And I had my headphones in, and at first I was like, oh no, someone's trying to sell me something. Because that happens a lot. This is on Swanson Street, 9 a.m. in the morning.
Give you a pamphlet or something.
Yeah, your defences are not up at that time of day walking in the middle of the city. So he's following me for about a block, and finally my song starts to like go down because I have my headphones in, and I realise that he's saying things about thinking that I'm a girl for having painted nails. And so at that point, I'm like, right, well, I'm pretty outspoken, as you both know. So I turned around to kind of tell him to, in a less polite way, please move on. So as I'm taking my headphones out and turn around to him, though, he calls me a nail polish poofter and spits in my face. At that point in time, we were surrounded by people when I was standing on the... We were about to cross the street. And I was actually more shocked than anything, and so I didn't know what to do at first. But the crowd around me reacted so fast that I didn't really have time to think about what was happening. I certainly reacted in such a way that I reached out to kind of grab at him to be like, what the hell? But people kind of stood between us. They immediately put this big kind of barrier and pushed him away. One woman kind of kept pushing him and harassing him till he just got fed up and left. Some lovely people kind of cleaned me up and were making sure I was okay and were... holding my hand and just checking in on me. And so it took me about 3 weeks before I decided to actually say anything. And I told people at the time, I spoke to you on this very same day, Luke.
Yeah.
Because I was quite, more than anything, I was shocked because, you know, I'm a giant, like, people that
you're
know
a big
me,
guy. Like you're like what, 6'5", 6'4"?
I'm 6'4", going on 5.
Beard,
I'm big shoulders.
Like, you know, like,
and I've never walked in such a way that I don't exude the idea that I am a walking dump truck. Like I could just barrel right into you.
Yeah,
that's a good
yeah. And so it took me more shock than anything that someone would just do this in the middle of the street.
Middle of the street, daylight, people everywhere, public place, guy like you, someone spits in your face. And that's all we spoke about. You know, we were saying, far out, what if it was like nighttime and it was someone who's like not your stature, maybe half your size, maybe they're 18, 19 years old and they maybe they've recently come out. And
The whole point of my post was to point out to like take care of people who are, you know, maybe a bit more... vulnerable than I am. Because I'm not a vulnerable person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm big and I'm aggressive and I call things out when I see it. And if it hadn't been for the utter shock that I was feeling, I would have gone him then and there.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, people say things like, you know, people are joking overseas. It's Pride Month at the moment, and yes. You see people online being like, oh, there should be a straight Pride and stuff like that. And it's like, this story and stories like it are reasons why Pride Month and having Pride parades and things like that are so important. Mm. You know, just because we've got marriage equality in Australia doesn't mean that there's still not discrimination and bullying happening every single day to people like us and many others out there very similar to us as well. It's, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's just important. Like, the good that came out of this was that crowd jumped in.
Yeah.
To defend me, and good. There was good that came from it. But I think, yeah, it's so important that one of the things I ended on is that if you have a voice, you need to be using it. Like, There's no reason. If you feel confident that you can speak out against something, you should be.
And it's great that those people stepped in and said something and did something, because they could have easily gone, ugh, crazy guy spitting on someone in the street, I don't want to deal with this today, and walked past it and not helped. And some people probably did.
Oh, they were definitely.
I mean, good on those people that actually stepped in and did something. And that's what we're talking about in terms of calling out bad behaviour and making sure that stuff like that is not acceptable.
Yeah.
Here on Big Breakfast on Joy. Sorry to bring the mood down, everyone, but that was a great story, Cam. Thank you for sharing it.
No, thanks, guys.
Because it made me teary when you told me.
I managed to contain myself just then.
You did really, really well.
You got close once or twice there. Touch and go.
This is Malu Pritz, and this is a great song title, actually. It's called I Do Me, which I think is perfect for you right now, Cam, here on Big Breakfast.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.